Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
641, we continue with show number 898. By my math, that means next Tuesday will be the 900th show. And we'll do our traditional huge, huge, huge deal. Your cake going to be ready by then, Mary?
What day?
All right, so Tuesday, the big 900th show party.
Okay. Tuesday. This Tuesday?
Yeah, this coming Tuesday. Did we ever do anything for John DeCosta's birthday?
No. We should do
We should do a combination 900th show John DeCosta birthday party.
Yes.
Is he coming in Tuesday?
Yeah, we'll see.
And then we can all jump out of Mary's cake.
And we could all jump out of Mary's cake. Speaking of things that are going to make you jump out of a cake, what? Have we all done our videos now to show how you can enter and you can be a part of the big karaoke? Have we?
I did mine yesterday. What? It's not very good.
It's not judgment. What, Jake? Why didn't you give it to me?
I have it. I can send it.
You know you're the
last
one.
I'm going to be judged. I know I have it on my phone.
Andrea, mine was terrible.
No, Andrea. Just send it. No, Steve Grzanich.
What's with Grzanich? Oh, Grzanich, I'm sorry. Grzanich couldn't be here at this time because Starbucks is open.
I'm going to show, you know, I'm going to get the opinion of Mary Sandberg Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet, because she'll be direct, not judgmental. She'll be direct and say either
it's sucks.
Did
you see mine?
No. Was it really bad?
I'm singing The Wheels on the Bus for Abigail.
Oh, see, that's cute, though. Mine has a weird reflection.
Dave, one take, no waiting. How many takes did you do?
I did a few.
I did one.
Have you seen mine?
I did like six.
One take. I saw yours. Yours was very dramatic. It's very dramatic. It's moving.
Really?
Do you think Dave's? If you think Dave's would be worse than mine, I'll just turn it in.
It's not a contest.
No, it's just we're just trying to show people who are listening how they can enter the contest.
Oh, it's always a contest.
Mine was terrible. I heard a good song and I just said, okay, I'll turn the phone on.
Right, here's what I'm going to do because you procrastinate at a level that's Olympic level. Okay,
I know.
So here's what I'm going to do.
It's on my phone.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
If you don't have this done by noon today, you're not in. You're going to be kicked out of the video. Kicked out.
All right, I'll just submit what I have, even though I don't think it's my best work.
At 6:43, Jake Abrams standing by. You know, whenever we have good news on a Friday, we like to kick a weekend off with a little bit of it, and Jake joins us now. Good morning, Jake. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing fine. You're a senior at Highland Park?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to do next year?
I am going to study at Brown University.
Oh, you slacker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's great. Ivy Leaguer.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know what you're going to study?
Hopefully entrepreneurship. That's the goal.
And what do you want to be an entrepreneur in? How do you want to change the world, Jake style?
That's the best part about entrepreneurship. It's never really something you can plan on.
You can figure it out later. Are you excited?
Yeah, couldn't be more excited.
Got any friends going to Brown?
There's not many kids from the North Shore of Chicago going. There's a few, but
going to be a whole new start, man.
Meet kids there. Yeah.
Well, I wish you nothing but luck. Jake started a petition on change.org called Chicago 2 School. Chicago, the number 2 school. You can search it at change.org. Tell us what the petition's about.
So the petition is advocating for free transportation to and from school for low-income high school CPS students.
In other words, eliminating another excuse for people not to get their kids to school,
exactly.
For kids not to get to school. The ride would be free. How would we accomplish it?
Well, there's currently legislation in place. There's a Senate Bill 633, that has been filed and has been passed already through the State Senate Transportation Committee, which is very exciting because now the next step is waiting to hear from the State Senate to see if it passes through them. But this all just started off as an initiative that didn't have much behind it. It was a research project that I had just dug deeper into, so it's really exciting to see.
But you now have a bill that has passed through the Senate. Has the House looked at it yet?
It has to go through the Senate first, I believe.
Because that's where the bill started. It can start in either branch, right?
Yeah.
So then it goes to the House. So let me just say to my good friend Mike Madigan, this is a bill that the House needs to take up and run with now, and then you can dance with the headline that you were a part of Jake's initiative, Jake Abrams' Highland Park High School senior, soon to be a Brown freshman, who is trying to get another excuse off the books so CPS kids can get to school on time and get the education they need and deserve.
Exactly, yeah. It was kind of just one of those common sense things that the more you look into, the more you see how clear it is. And I always took for granted the bright yellow school bus that shuttles me to school.
Right, everybody has one, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it, to hear that there were students that are forced to pay hundreds of dollars a year, especially the kids and the students that need it most, just didn't make sense.
Makes no sense at all.
Jake is also, this is not your first rodeo. Talk about Born to Be Tees.
Yeah, so Born to Be Tees was a nonprofit business that sold baby onesies with cute catchphrase slogans and designs, advocating for different social issues. For example, the onesie that was for climate change said, "Change my diaper, not my climate." So it was different things like that. And I did that with my sister and a group of friends, and that was that's an awesome experience. And that's
the, of course, the irony there, Jake, is some diapers can't damage the ozone layer.
That is true.
Yes. Well, you got a lot going on, man.
Yeah. I'm a busy guy, but, I mean, hard work pays off, especially when it comes down to these things.
I agree, and I'm impressed by you. So I hope you'll keep it up, and I hope you'll check in from Brown occasionally. And call me if you need money.
Okay. I'll reach out.
Can we call Jake if we need money?
No, not yet, but eventually I bet you'll be able to do it.
All right, good.
In a few years.
I might.
I need some time with that one.
Listen, you didn't ask for this, but I'm going to give you an Apt gift card anyway, just for doing good things in the world. Go over to Apt and pick yourself something up. That's aptabt.com.
Thank you very much for that.
All right, hold on, bud. That's Jake. Just changing the world.